Leading the news this morning, Julia Gillard will announce her new front bench today. The Prime Minister has to replace four ministers and a parliamentary secretary in the wake of last week's leadership drama. Those in line for promotion include Home Affairs Minister Jason Clare and backbenchers Andrew Lee and Gabe Brotman. A man has been critically injured in wild storms across southeast Queensland. He was hit by a tree while running in Brisbane's inner west. Strong winds damaged houses and brought down trees across Brisbane, Logan and Ipswich yesterday afternoon. Emergency crews have been working throughout the night, receiving more than 100 calls for help. A new report is calling on Australia's Defence Force to address the challenges of climate change. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute believes the ADF is underprepared for potential regional instability caused by global warming. The report says defence needs to include climate change in its strategic planning and outline new policies. European leaders are trying to reach a last-minute deal to save Cyprus from bankruptcy. If they fail to reach a deal, the European Central Bank says it will cut off emergency funds to the country. And a German newspaper says the Australian-born Israeli spy, Ben Zigier, was jailed for passing secrets to Israel's arch-enemy, Hezbollah, in Lebanon. Der Spiegel says Mr. Zigier tried to recruit an Eastern European man linked to Hezbollah. It says he apparently gave the man information that led to the arrest of two Lebanese working for Mossad.